وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا.
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him, and He has enjoined kindness to parents.
For humanity,
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. This is Hussein Latifi and you're listening to your program For Humanity from IRIB English Radio. In this program we are talking about the concept of human being in the Holy Quran and how the Holy Quran sees human being as a being that is in motion and in a journey. And this journey is inevitable, but the destination and the direction of this journey is optional. You and I can choose what direction or what destination we can have in this journey, but we cannot decide whether to be in a journey or not. We are already in a journey, and there is no way to stop. But there is a way to choose the right path. Then Quran tells us how we can choose the right direction and what are the elements there. One of them is the faith, the other is Al-Amal al-Salih, and we were talking about the obstacles in choosing the right direction and destination, and one of them was Shaitan. And we wanted to emphasize on the fact that Shaitan does not have control over people in the sense that the evil spirit that comes and resides in some people's bodies. And no, this is not what Quran says about Shaitan. For some people, Shaitan and Iblis is equal to black magic, which is completely a different discussion. Shaitan in the Holy Quran is that being that is capable of influencing people out of the decisions that these people had made previously. If they have given room to Shaitan because of their mistakes, and now Shaitan gets over them. Like, for example, in the verse that we have today, استحوذ عليهم الشيطان فأنساهم ذكر الله. There are some people for whom there is no hope for change towards a better situation, towards perfection. Why? Because استحوذ عليهم الشيطان. Shaitan has already taken the lead, has already taken the steering wheel, has already taken over these people. استحوذ means has full control over them. But this full control did not happen out of nowhere or thin air. No, this full control came as a result of these people continuously doing wrong actions, continuously ignoring the calls of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, continuously worshipping their desire. أَفَرَأَيْتَ مَنَ اتَّخَذَ إِلَٰهَهُ هَوَى. They continuously worshipped Shaitan and the desire. Then Shaitan takes control over them. فَأَنْسَاهُمْ ذِكْرَ اللَّهِ. Now, what he does to them is that Shaitan makes them forget Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala altogether, as if there is no concept as God or the hereafter or anything. In another verse, لَا تَكُنُوا كَالَّذِينَ نَسُوا اللَّهِ فَأَنْسَاهُمْ أَنفُسَهُمْ. Do not be like the ones who forget Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then Allah makes it for them to forget themselves as well. Like the way knowledge of the self is equal to knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The correct knowledge of the self. If a person correctly knows himself, he knows Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He knows that how much he's poor, how much he needs a creator. It's the opposite. If a person loses that understanding, that awareness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he loses the understanding and awareness of himself. Maybe you ask, no, they are enjoying life. That's the whole point. They have forgotten their soul. They have sacrificed their true soul to their desire. What they think is they themselves, it's their desire. They think they do not exist except the desires that they have. This is hawa. So they have sacrificed all the dimensions of their spirit to that one dimension of pleasure. So this is true to say that they have forgotten themselves. They have forgotten the true self, the true awareness that they had of themselves. We will have a break and we come back to continue this verse and this discussion.
Dear listeners, you are listening to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. You can send us your emails, comments, and questions at EnglishRadio@irib.ir.
Welcome back. This is Hossein Latifi, and you're listening to your program for humanity from IRIB English Radio. We were talking about how shaitan gets over some people. There was this verse, Istahwadha alayhim ash-shaytan. Shaitan gets over, has taken over these people. فَأَنْسَاهُمْ ذِكْرَ اللَّهِ. Shaitan has made them forget remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. أُولَٰئِكَ حِزْبَ الشَّيْطَانِ. These are the people, the party of shaitan. These are the people of shaitan. أَلَا إِنَّ حِزْبَ الشَّيْطَانِ هُمُ الْخَاسِرُونَ. Verily, the party of shaitan are the ones who are losers. So this somehow wraps up the whole thing that happens, the relationship that happens between man and shaitan. He starts gradually, he uses some techniques, scaring, giving false promises, waswasa, and temptation, and then decoration of the wrong actions, destroying one's moral compass, destroying one's moral and ideological correct judgments. And then once this takes place, the person does not have any independence from shaitan. He becomes one of the members of Hizb al-Shaitan. And then we have other verses that say, Shayateen al-Jinni wal-Ins. Some human beings, they turn into shaitan themselves. So shaitan is not the name of an entity. His name is Iblis, as you know. But shaitan is that word that can describe anyone who is like that Iblis. And Shayateen al-Ins, it's possible that some people turn into shaitan themselves. And we should be careful not to start from the first steps. لَا تَتَّبُوا خُطُوَاتِ الشَّيْطَانِ. Be careful. إِنَّ الشَّيْطَانَ لَكُمْ عَدُوٌ. Reminding us, because some people, the heedlessness that they have, forgetfulness that they have, they take it easy, like shaitan is just a superstition. No, Quran says, in shaitan lakum adu, be careful, you have an enemy. It's not like that doesn't exist. It's not like that it can't do anything. No, he can do something, but you should know what he can do in order to stop it. He can invest in your weaknesses. He can take the lead if you just let things go and don't care about the weak points in your soul. So once you know them, you can counter, you can somehow oppose his attacks, and inshallah, with the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as shaitan himself says, لَأُغْوِيَنَّهُمْ أَجْمَعِينَ. I will deviate all of them. إِلَّا عِبَادَكَ مِنْهُمُ الْمُخْلَصِينَ. Only those whom you purify, I cannot do anything. مُخْلَص means those people whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has purified. And the best example of mukhlasun are ma'sumun, infallible imams and the prophets. But it's possible for some other people also to get close to this rank by following the orders, by following the examples, the lives of and sayings of the Prophet and awliyaullah and a'imma alayhim as-salam. So this is about the other obstacle, which was shaitan. We talked about one obstacle, which was carnal desire of the soul, hawa. This one was shaitan. This another one that we can say that has been referred to in the Holy Quran is habit. Sometimes wrong habits are actually problematic, and in order for us to get rid of some of the mistakes and sins and problems and vices, we need to change the habit. So, inshallah, in the following episode, we talk about the teachings that we have, both in the Holy Quran and in Ahadith, about how habit can stop us from achieving bad habit actually can stop us from achieving the perfection that Quran has designated for us, and how we can, with the help of Allah, change those bad habits, break those bad habits, and make them into good habits, inshallah. Thank you very much for listening. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
صلى الله على محمد صلى الله على النبي صلى الله على محمد وعلى آله.